Morning on Live 95.9.
Hey, 741. 21 Pilots and Heathens. Pittsfield police officer Darren Derby was in here yesterday and goes, you know, I love this song. You know, this song should be like on a scary movie soundtrack, you know? just sounds
and you're like
that.
It's from...
I'm like, it is on a scary movie soundtrack. It's on Suicide Squad, which is not really a scary movie, but, you know, one of those villains.
It's got a creepy vibe to it, I think, for sure.
For sure, yeah.
You could tell your listeners, I look like Harley Quinn, in case they can't see me right now.
Daddy's Little Monster.
Very funny.
Christine Canning, everybody. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You bet. We've got a huge election coming up next Tuesday.
Oh, yes.
Yay!
Yay! Now, did you dress up as Harley Quinn?
No, I dressed up as Ted, the dirty little naughty teddy bear.
That's amazing.
You know, I have an Irish sense of humor. Like I always say, I don't tell a good joke. I don't, you know, but it's just my personality.
That's funny. Have you seen the Ted movies?
Oh my God, yes. I'm the first in line.
Excellent.
Can we do a clean version of the Thunder song?
I'll be your Thunder buddy.
Yeah. I didn't think Ted 2 was as good, though. Actually, I never saw Ted 2. What am I talking about?
Oh, you didn't?
No.
No, it wasn't as good, but you know what? It was still up there. It's still a Netflix at night.
No, the opposite. Closer,
that was the Tom Brady one, right? And Ted 2, he was talking about Tom Brady.
Yeah. He actually breaks into Tom Brady's house in the second one.
That's very funny. Yeah. That's very funny. So you have 5 degrees.
Yes, I have five college. Well, I'm finishing my fifth right now. It's a university. I'm getting my doctorate in educational policy. And for me, I think education is important. So it's going to be one of my main priorities because we have a lot of schools right now that are level 3. And we really need to get those up because actually education affects how people do in their housing markets, et cetera, et cetera. Well, I think
absolutely.
We've got a lot to
do. Turn her down a little bit. The literacy program with, you know, with Ty Allen Jackson and stuff like that,
yes.
Read or Else, and, your literacy rate, you know, is directly related to if you're going to become incarcerated in the future.
Well, not only that, I just actually went to the Office of Civil Rights to their talk on school to pipeline to jail, and it's really interesting. A lot of times that is exactly what happens, and literacy is important. And I think one thing parents should do is they're always like, well, why can't my kid read? I've taught English as a second language. Always take each letter, pretend it's a symbol and associate it with a sound. And I can get people to read. It's not even their first language. Sometimes I've gotten people literate in a second language before their first language.
Wow.
So that's sort of some of the work I do. But I always wanted to go in decoding. Back in the day, I actually wanted to work for the CIA after I got my first master's. I was around 23. Went into the interview and the guy said to me, wouldn't you be embarrassed representing the government at your weight? I said, no more embarrassed than you are with that gap between your teeth. Needless to say, that interview ended. True story. And that's how I ended up going over and working for the Middle East for the Arab governments between the two Gulf Wars. Because I was
nice
like, they
job,
didn't care
dude.
I was fat. And you know what? When you wear the burqa and you wear the abaya, you can eat as many Twinkies as you like because your clothes can go up and down and nobody knows the difference.
That's so funny.
You're up against Adam Hines.
Yes.
Coming up in the state Senate election to represent Berkshire County. There's only one state senator.
Yeah, that's correct. There's one state senator for 52 towns in the cities.
Right.
We are very different people. I'm actually from here. He was replanted here.
Now, he's from Buckland.
He is from Buckland, but he was carefully replanted here 2 years ago into the Pittsfield Shannon Grant program. And then when he announced.
We're very.
So for me, I think that I really do represent the people here. And I've also fought cases here. I've won the CYC Volunteer of the Year. You know, I've been on the service above self. I'm really dedicated to our people. I get back to them immediately. I do tons of pro bono. So for me, I think I'm a really good choice. And also, I'm very good with the financials. And I read through people's stuff. And that's why I've been saying no to question 5. Because a lot of that, people shouldn't have to pay a higher tax because Pittsfield screwed up. Plain and simple, when you're giving $510,000 tax breaks to certain companies, then you find out they're fraudulent. Why should the taxpayer pay again?
Question 5 is solely to the city of Pittsfield.
Yes,
You won't see question 5 if you're not voting in Pittsfield.
Well,
that's right.
There are other towns. There are other cities and towns voting on it as well. But in Berkshire County,
it's only
just
us.
Yeah, like Boston is, and Springfield is, and
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. I stand corrected. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Locally, yeah. Locally.
Sorry, that is a lands conservation question, isn't it? Or a building conservation.
Building conservation, right. Parks. So, it looks at a whole bunch of different things.
So what
things.
Is it?
There's no accountability for the money, which is another problem.
Well, what I'm saying is it's anti-tearing down old historic buildings.
It's really unclear. It's very ambiguous in the terminology, and it's been sold like a pretty package.
Yep.
It's kind of like, let me put it to you this way. Have you ever gone in the mall to Victoria's Secret?
Yes.
You look at the models, aren't they beautiful?
Yes.
Now imagine me in that same bra and underwear. What does that look like to you? Yeah, I see your face right now. Exactly. And that's exactly what
not
you're doing.
Lie.
It's great. Yeah, I know. It's great packaging. But when the reality comes out, it's going to be me at 355 pounds in that same bra and underwear. Mm-hmm. And I think you're going to be a little shocked because there's no accountability. It's being sold one way. And I just wish there was more transparency to it.
So let's talk about what you are, because you are a registered Republican, but you're not really a conservative Republican all around.
Oh, God, no. People have laughed. They've called me the modern-day Silvio Connie. My father was a left-wing Democrat. My mother's a Republican. I'm the byproduct.
Yeah.
So I think I'm very Republican when it comes to finances, money. I'm really good at economic plans and bringing in jobs. I think I'm more liberal than actually the Democrat running.
Right. So
I'm pro-pot. I'm pro gun. I just think that when you meet me, people are like, really, you're Republican? But I am, yeah. Well, you know, that's what I say, don't go by labels, go by the candidate.
I think a lot of people can relate to that nowadays because it isn't black and white. You know, you can be a Republican but be liberal on certain aspects and vice versa. So I think a lot of
wouldn't that be libertarianism though? I mean, you know,
I guess it could when you're talking about it, because they really believe what I do believe in this, and it's not just my opinion, it's the Supreme Court's decision that government should not be in bed with us. We are an overregulated state. And when you look at our gun laws, they're absolutely ridiculous. And especially when they use things, I just gave a talk up at the Lenox and the Stockbridge Sportsman's Clubs on this.
Well, I got married there.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, nice place.
And what it basically is.
Great food.
Oh, I know. I had some.
Peter? Is Peter the chef still there?
I don't know, but all I know is anyone who feeds me, we have like a marriage. They cook, I eat, beautiful relationship. Yep. So
I like those relationships too.
Those relationships work for me. So basically with the guns, there's no such thing as an assault rifle. Actually, more people die with your hands and your feet. But that's not the big reason. If you take away, even Dershowitz, like I said, the most left-wing Harvard professor said, if you cut it, take concessions with the Second Amendment, it's pivotal. Because then people take advantage of the first, the third, the fourth, the fifth, the 19th.
It's a slippery slope.
It's a very slippery slope. So I really do support the amendments, and I don't think anyone should be silenced. I think every opinion should be heard, no matter how wacky it may seem to you or me. Because who's to define normal? Where is normal on the line? You know, is there a consensus? And I also don't agree with politicians like Maura Healey who overstep their boundaries and make unilateral laws where on July 19th, you're okay with a gun, and then 20th, then you're a felon. I mean, it's ridiculous, and I feel sorry for the business owners. Glock and Remington have pulled out of our state. Do you know how much money we've just lost? It's unreal.
The gun manufacturer?
Yeah.
Yeah, they've all left. And right now, she's also subpoenaed by Exxon and many others. So I think you want someone like me who actually reads the laws, knows the laws, and can express them.
Is this your first run for public office?
Yeah, I never thought I was going to be a politician. I was just so fed up with the corruption, the nepotism, the backdoor deals and the good old boys networks, which I've been fighting for over 15 years, either in Superior Court, MCAD, wherever it may be. And you know what? There was a bishop I once saw in England, and on his tombstone, he had this whole thing about change. And he said what he learned at his deathbed was if he had only started the change within himself. And so the change starts with me, and if I can make changes, I've already changed, I don't know if you know this, one law in Massachusetts where I saved the Commonwealth millions because I found a procurement loophole, you know? That's the
explain
way
that
I
in layman's terms. Explain that to somebody
in
like
layman's
me.
Terms.
What do you mean?
I had a contract I lost worth $14 million to New Hampshire. I'm like, how did I lose this? I had the top 12 language experts. And so I demanded this contract, went through all of it to see what the winner had, and they didn't have anyone. They had 12 people on spec. So then we went to them and said, how did this happen? Guy says, oh, New Hampshire's closer. It's easier for us, blah, blah, blah. I went down to Downing's office, knock, knock, knock. And I said, can you afford to lose $14 million in tax dollars? And of course, he said, no. We worked together and we got the Uniform Procurement Act, which says if a Massachusetts company can do the same thing, then you have to give preference to the Massachusetts company.
Rather than taking it out of state.
Exactly.
All right. Cool. We're meeting and we're getting to know Christine Canning. up close and personal here on Live 95.9, Slater and Marjo in the Morning, running for state senate.
And if you can't picture me right now, I look like Harley Quinn.
Right. Daddy's little girl from, Daddy's little monster from Suicide Squad with the pigtails. One's red, one's blue. Yep.
Size 00.
She's got the same makeup.
Everything perfectly done in the morning.
Yep.
All right, and you are running against Adam Hines.
Yes.
More coming up.
Kiss music for the birthday. Wake up!
Big hit from Shawn Mendes there, Treat You Better. It all started out with Stitches. It all started out with Vine, actually. Shawn Mendes, the fellow Canadian to Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber's very proud of Shawn Mendes. Shawn Mendes was voted most influential teen, or one of the most influential teens of 2016. So Treat You Better right there. We know that Vine is now shutting down. Twitter is shutting down Vine after, 3 years, maybe?
Yeah, probably about that.
Christine Canning, everybody, we're getting to know her up close and personal. You're a very vibrant person and a very enjoyable to have on the radio, I must say, especially this early. You know what I mean? You're up for state senate. You're running for state senate against Adam Hines coming up next. Now, you are registered as a Republican, but we're kind of finding out more that you're fiscally conservative, but socially really, really liberal.
Yeah, beyond for some people.
Like even more than Hines.
I would call me Goldilocks because some people think I'm too far to the right. Some think I'm too far to the left. Really, I'm moderate and just right. And I got to tell you, when it comes to people, I see them. And I even said this at Rainbow Seniors. If I could pass, they asked me what would my future bill be to pass. I'd love to pass a PAN amendment where we could eliminate the isms, we could eliminate how people view us based on origin or preference, and just see the soul and judge you on your character and your merit and not judge you on the outer shell. And I think a lot of human potential is lost because we don't give equity due to things that are beyond our control. I mean, look at me right now, Slater. I am so gorgeous that most people don't know how to take that. You know, and it hurts me sometimes. Some people just don't want to work with me. Does he? Yeah. Some people just don't want to work with me because they look and they say, why hasn't Hugh Hefner put her on the cover yet? And I really don't have an answer to that right now, Slater.
Right. Well, they don't do nudity anymore on Playboy. I think when his son takes over. Did you see that article? The son, I guess if his son takes over, they're going to bring back nudity. I don't know.
And that's really wrong because when I started to lose weight is when he decided not to put people on the cover. All these years, I could have written him the articles.
Yeah, no.
You know, for God's sakes, Hugh.
Hugh.
You.
Actually, to be truthful, my son actually got a thing from Holly Madison when he was 6. Kept coming down. And he said to us for one Easter, he wanted Holly Bunny. We went store to store, couldn't find Holly Bunny. He had been turning on The Girls Next Door during the night while we were sleeping on his TV in his room.
God, that's
and we
so
wrote her
funny.
And told her, and she sent him an actual autographed picture, of course, clothed with her dog. But yeah,
so are they funny. Still married?
No, he didn't end up marrying her.
He married Crystal.
Yeah, he's married to.
Oh, that's right. I've seen the people.
Yeah. Slater, you need to go to my mother's bathroom and read her National Enquirer Star magazine racks.
Mm-hmm. Don't worry. That's what I'm here for. I keep up on the Hollywood trash.
You know, when news came out that you were going to vote yes on 4,
mm-hmm.
and then Adam Hines was undecided, right?
He's no.
Oh, he's no. Okay, yeah. I can't put words in his mouth because
No, he came out. What he said is, at first he was undecided, but because of his position, and you have to understand, his position is with Northern Berkshire Coalition and stuff, he has to basically say no. I mean, that's his job, you know, he's working against this. So, you know, he's not, actually, in his favor, he doesn't care what adults do. That's their business, you know, so that's fine. The difference is if it gets, he has said outright no, and I have said outright yes. I believe long live Cheech and Chong. First of all, and as I pointed out, yes, we're both concerned that under 24, the brain is not fully developed. We're also concerned there's no OUI legislation right in place for this. Yes, there are two big concerns we both agree on. However, the difference is, I showed him the stats, and most people who use pot are over age 45. The younger kids like synthetic drugs, so I really don't see that crossover. But really, the reason I want it is for the economy. We have the agriculture, and showing the billion-dollar industries that hemp and marijuana can bring in, we could do our taxes for our police, fill our education and school money. Yep, I just see that it's a win-win.
Yep. Now, when the news came out, it said Hines had taken a more moderate response. It never said no. So we'll have to actually, when he comes.
This was the day after you guys did the debate at BCC.
Yeah. Yes, and it's also come out at Monument. And, you know, in the different things. It depends also. You have to depend which one you watch, because he and Ronaldo showed this flip-flops on some of the issues. But overall, the other night, he had to say no. I mean, he works for Northern Berkshire Coalition. So, but he was very open in saying, I really don't care what adults do, you know. So that was fair. Mm-hmm. I don't blame him. I mean, he's in a position. He's in a rough position right there.
Right. And he'll be on tomorrow as we give equal time to the candidates.
And he'll talk about my beauty as well. So.
Yes, he will. And you guys, I often talk about, you know, you're running against each other, but you're really pretty friendly in person.
Oh, no, we get along great. Yeah. We dump on each
other.
Even
Delgallo as well.
Yeah, yeah. Both Ab and I just attended his father's funeral.
Yes, I would like to say my condolences to Ronaldo Rennie. I'm sorry about the loss of your father. We had the chance to rap on the air, but you know, Marjo and I and Ronaldo Delgallo the third nice man, very intelligent man, quite like yourself, because you know you don't you know.
Ashfield, you know, people came up and they said, "Are you guys like Donald and Hillary?" And the two of us just burst out laughing, and people said, and this happened after even the BCC debate, people said you should be the next Regis and Kelly, because Adam and I bounce off one another. It's too bad we couldn't be bipartisan and work together.
Yeah. You have 5 degrees.
Yes. I'm finishing up my last one right now, which is a doctorate in educational policy. Mm-hmm. I believe education is very important. I'd like to see college kids get tax cuts. I'd like parents also to get tax credits if they have to send their kids to a private school or a religious school. I don't think we should be discriminating, because religion is taught in many private schools as humanities. So I think we just have to look at the wording and the linguistics of it and stop the ambiguity. It's like the gun laws. I'd like to change some of those. Where on the police form right now, it says, have you ever been committed? Well, does that, you're looking at ambiguity, does that mean you committed yourself for a little bit of rest because you were mentally fatigued? Does it mean the government put you in? Does it mean you were a soldier and you got PTSD help? I think there's so many things that aren't clarified, and I really would like to make it clearer for the voter.
Talk to me about charter schools versus public schools. How do you feel about that?
Well, okay, I'm actually going to be the one who can give you the most honest answer. Adam took the MTA and the AFT money, which means he has to say no. So let me explain it to your viewers.
Can I just interrupt you real quick by saying that you're saying that the MTA has endorsed him, so he has to?
Yeah, yeah. When you take an endorsement, it's not as much they support you. They gave us contract things, and they're like, you will support this. This will be your vote on this. Okay, so for example, yesterday I had a man call me because for the religious one, they answered, what would I think about 2018? They're putting back on the ballot, should they repeal the transgender bathroom law? And, you know, undecided, I'm not against that. And so they called me up, and we had the Bible verse discussion where, first of all, they said, well, God said man and woman. I said, Jesus said love everyone. And this battle went on back and forth. You know, I don't believe in discrimination. And he said to me, why are you like this? And I said, what are you doing? You're just repackaging the old Jim Crow laws for segregation. And so I think sometimes that's where I might be a little too liberal for people. And when he started telling me some of the stereotypes, I went back with him statistically. Like he said, well, people will be in bathrooms and they'll be molesting. I said, excuse me, 98%, and you learn in urban ed, of molesters are heterosexuals. So, you know, I went back and forth with this, and I just don't like, I don't mind if you bring me the facts, but don't bring me nonsense.
So are you for more charter schools or for lifting the cap on the
building? I'm for lifting the cap, definitely. But here's the difference, and what people don't understand, it's really not going to affect our area at all. People think Pittsfield, it might because it's level 3. The reality of it is there's so many level 4 and 5 schools. And all it's saying is that they can up 12 schools perhaps open to them a year. There are 32,000 kids on lists waiting to get into a decent school. It's going to affect the eastern end of the state, like Taunton. Those kind of areas. But I'm saying the most part, it's not going to affect us. But here's the difference. Right now, the reason, if you want to vote no, and it's fair enough, the legislators did not think this through, and this is why. Because the schools, the MTA and the municipalities lose money from their budgets. Problem is, if the charter school pushes the kid out, the money doesn't come back to the public school with them, and the public school has to take them in. And people say there's bad teachers. Yeah, there's bad everything everywhere, but there's a lot of great teachers, and I know because I've taught in level 3, 4, and 5 schools, and the reality of it is our bigger problems in schools are nutrition, family structures. I mean, I've had kids here's a great example. I had Juan. He set the building on fire. He used to walk around with a lighter. Mm-hmm. And so had this manifestation hearing. Was it because of his disability? Turns out it was a reading disability. No relationship. But then it comes out I said to the mother, sign the papers. The mother says, I'll sign. But the father, and normally they say no, but she says, no, dad will come in and sign. Turned out to be the grandfather. I said, no, the father has to sign. Turned out the father and the grandfather were the same person. You know what? And no one recognized it for an emotional disability. And you need someone like me who recognizes these things and can get them the proper assistance. You know, people need help. And I think that would make the school district a lot easier because of the amount of behavior problems. And I've worked with gangs. I used to teach the Los Toros and the White Street gang up in Springfield. And I'll tell you, people, if you don't know it and you haven't lived it, you can't do it.
Now, no? You said Adam Hines was from Buckland, right? And you're from here?
I'm from Pittsfield. I was born and raised in Pittsfield. My father taught at Monument. My mother worked at St. Joe. I've lived here all my life, except when I went overseas to the Middle East and worked for a presidential court in different universities and colleges. And then I came back to the area, definitely. Yes, he's from Buckland.
Was he in you told me he was in a street gang in Buckland.
Yeah, he was. He told me he's in a street gang in Buckland. He's out there with those cows. I'm just teasing you, Adam. You know I like to rag on you.
Well, about 10 years ago, he was spray painting A everywhere.
He was spray painting A.
Yeah. So, anyway, so as we wrap up our segment here, Christine Canning running for state senate against Adam Hines coming up on election day. You can vote now. You can vote on Tuesday. In one
I did
minute.
Early vote, by the way.
Yeah.
I did do it. It's really interesting. You go into
can
this
you vote for yourself? You can,
I
right?
did vote yeah. for myself. Adam asked me, did you vote for me? I told him yes. I told a lie. I wasn't George Washington. But no, you can't.
I'm not going to ask you about your presidential candidate of choice, but I will ask you, besides education, for the city of Pittsfield, why should we vote for you?
One of the reasons you want to vote for me is, number one, I get back to you. Number two, I have a proven track record of taking on two whistleblower cases. I've changed a procurement law. I've worked for a presidential court directly, and I get numerous contracts from the Department of State. And the reason they keep rehiring me is because of my excellence. I go back, I get the job done. I never worry about having that rich and deep discussion with people. Matter of fact, sometimes they don't have it back with me. They see me coming, they're like, just give her what she wants. And most importantly, because I'm Republican, I can serve on up to 3 times more committees than my Democratic colleagues from the area because I'm in the minority party. So that gives you 3 times the voice that you would have nowhere else.
If you lose the election on the 8th of November, will you be willing to accept the results?
Absolutely. Well, I got to say, one thing, no, where I would not. I had to go to the state at the primary. 325 votes were found after I laid a complaint in. That had not been outright put out. So, yeah. So that if something like that happened, there might be 2 or 3 towns I might question. But overall, no, I would not. And don't worry, I already put Adam in a bear hug, and I told him right out, a headlock, and I said to him, listen, November 8th, even if you do win, I gave him a big kiss on the forehead and said, you're still stuck with me. So, you know, I'm going nowhere.
Christine Canning, everybody, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having
Thank
me.
You.
It's 8:35, Berkshire's Hit Music 95.9.
My favorite artist.